This is Equestrian Legacy Radio's Campfire Cafe. From Nashville, Tennessee, I'm Gary Holt, and joining me in Santa Clarita, California, is Bobby Jean Bell. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. We are getting ready for a little dogwood winter here in Tennessee.
Oh, you have to tell me what that is.
Well, we've had 70-degree temperatures, and we're getting ready to drop into the 40s today and tomorrow, and then back up into the 60s and 70s again. So that little cold spell is what we call dogwood winter.
I never heard the term before. How fun.
Yeah. It's a little shock to the system when you drop down to 20 for the lows at night after all these nice warm days, but it's spring, and we are excited about everything that spring brings with it, and we have great guests joining us today. So why don't you tell our audience who we have?
Well, joining us, calling in from Utah, is the amazing award-winning singer, songwriter, and performer Mary Kay.
All right,
that's all I'm going to tell you now.
All right. Well, and then joining us for the second half of the show is Mary's daughter, Alicia Cooper. And so we're going to be talking with Alicia about her horse business, and it's going to be a lot of fun to have these mother and daughter team on the show today. So we're really excited about having Mary and Alicia join us. We want to remind folks that the Campfire Cafe is made possible by our great sponsors at the General Store, where you'll find everything for the horse lover and folks that love the Western and equestrian lifestyle in the General Store on our website at equestrianlegacy.net. So grab a cup of coffee and sit back, and when we come back, we'll be talking with Mary Kay.
Come on, baby, let's go get lost. The county line ain't the only line we'll cross. No excuses, no hesitation. The great out there is our destination. No, honey, things will unravel when this rig hits the gravel. I love the road, let's travel. Baby, you and me on that Coulee Ranch road. On the dash, singing loud and proud, along with Johnny Cash, trailing clouds of dust and glory, cowgirl Cinderella story. Ah, baby, that's a lot for me. I wanna be on that Coulee Ranch road. We ain't driving fast, we're just flying low. Ah, happy ever after on this washboard road, and well. Find a spot somewhere, step out and take some air, run your fingers through my hair, forget the world out there. Ah, honey, things will unravel when this rig hits the gravel. I love the road, let's travel. Baby, you and me on that Coulee Ranch road. Your hand on the wheel, my bare feet on the dash. Singing loud and proud along with Johnny Cash. Trailing clouds of dust and glory. Cowgirl Cinderella story. Ah, baby, that's the life for me. I wanna be on that Coulee Ranch road. That Coulee Ranch road.
And that is Mary Kay's Coulee Ranch Road from her CD, The Dawn and the Dusk. And Mary, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be here. Thanks, Gary and Bobby, for having me.
Well, we are excited to have you. And if I'm not mistaken, I think this is the sixth time that you've been on Equestrian Legacy Radio. So you're one of my favorite favorite guest.
Oh, thank you.
Well, now we're coming to one of the parts of the show that in the last couple of months has become one of the most exciting parts, and that is Bobby Jean's introduction. So wait just a minute, Bobby, and we'll let you get started with that.
Here we go.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, we're
Mary
ready.
Mary Kay, this is a great time to go get yourself a cup of coffee, Mary Kay, because it'll take me a moment to get to you. Let me tell you a little bit about this amazing woman. Mary Kay is a singer and a songwriter who with her Taylor guitar, shares the stories of the West in music and song. Born in Texas and raised in Mississippi, as a young woman, she moved out West and married her a cowboy. And she resides on a 100-year-old pioneer homestead in central Utah with her husband Brad and their 10 children. Mary Kay brings her sweet southern sound to the songs and stories of the West. Her ability to wrap stories into enthralling songs and sing them beautifully has helped to quickly propel her into the inner circles of Western music. Rick Huff of the Western Way magazine states, "With her singing, Mary Kay brings to the table one of the more captivating vocal presentations to come along in a good while. She boasts a wider-than-usual vocal range, from soprano to near bass, a very tight vibrato, and dead-on accurate pitch across wide note spreads. They give her plenty of tools with which to express her music, and she's obviously in control of all of them." Another Western music expert I look up to is Marvin Odell of Music Code Records, and he says of Mary Kay, "She is completely individualistic. You sense no influences. This is pure, marvelous, unalloyed vocal styling that comes as natural as a southern breeze. And her songwriting is fascinating." And Marvin's an amazing songwriter in his own right. Reviewer and Western author Matthew P. Mayo, writing for the Big Sky Journal, and he's an awesome writer, has this to say of Mary Kay's 2013 release, The Dawn and the Dusk, by multiple award-winning Western singer Mary Kay, is a bold, new musical outing by one of the strongest singers working today. It's solid in its Western tradition roots, yet refreshing because of her rich, varied voice with a wide range that allows her to sound sultry one moment and angelic the next. And Western Horseman magazine, let's not let them out. Some Western singers and musicians are all about preserving traditional cowboy songs, and others strive to write and sing songs about contemporary cowboy life. Mary Kay does both well, and with an authenticity that appeals to not only purists, but also those seeking something fresh. But I like best the comments made by reviewer Christian Kim of Briefcast News Reporter. Reviewing the CD, The Real Thing, Kim writes about the power of Mary Kay's songwriting. "Often in times of suffering, we try to desperately look for traces of God. Mary Kay, in her touching God in the Roses, repositions our glasses to enable us to see that God is not only present in the roses, but also in the thorns. He is in the silence as well as in the storm. The Real Thing is more than just the title of this album. The issues that Mary Kay raises through her songs are penetrating, relevant, and they often hit us right at the heart. But more importantly, she also interweaves a godly perspective into each of these issues that we could all profit from." Please welcome to Campfire Cafe the winner of these awards, 2010, Western Music Association Female Vocalist of the Year and Crescendo Award winner, 2011 Academy of Western Artists Female Performer of the Year, 2012 Western Music Association Song of the Year No Wilder Place, and 2013 was a banner year, True West Magazine Best Solo Musician, Western Writers of America Spur Award, No Any Name Will Do, and Western Music Association Female Performer of the Year, and Songwriter of the Year. Give a hand of applause to Mary Kay.
Yeah.
you, Bobby. Thanks. I mean, I'm almost openly weeping here. That was so sweet. I should have brought Kleenex. My hat won't fit anymore.
Well, you are just so talented and so delightful, and we've hosted you 3 times as part of the SCBTV concert series. You've been on Campfire Cafe a number of times, as Gary said, and you know you're just a remarkable talent, a remarkable woman, and somebody whose voice we need to hear. And so we're just thrilled to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate that.
And I am speechless.
How rare is that?
That's pretty rare. That is pretty rare. But I was just totally in awe, and I actually had my tissues, so I was okay. That was great. That was great. Hey, we're just excited to have you back again, and we may even let Bobby talk a little bit more during the show, but
maybe.
I don't know. I might be done.
But anyway, we want to welcome you to the show, and you know, one of the things that you told me once before when we talked about what we'd like to talk about on the show, and you told me family and horses, and
yes.
And you have a wonderful family. When I tell people that you have 10 children, they don't believe me. And I say, she does, and they're all hers and Brad's, and they didn't adopt any. And talk to us a little bit about your family and how that's influenced your writing.
Well, it's my home base. It's I decided early on in this singing career, which is something I never planned on in the first place, but when it came along, I decided I wanted my family to be part of what I do. I think a lot of singers, you go to a concert and you learn nothing about their personal life. They are a singer, and that's fine. That's what they choose to put on the stage. But for me, I am all about my family and my faith, and that's I took a stand pretty early in my career that that's where I stand. And I think and I know that when the audiences that I perform for, that's the values they have too. So we have something in common. So that's
well,
why
I
mean my family is everything to me.
Yeah, well, you've got a great family, and we're tickled to death to have Alicia join us the second half of the show today. There's a song, and we're going to go to a song real quick because we're going to try to get in several songs and a lot that we want to talk about, an exciting new project that you have going. But the first song that we want to do is one called My World. And tell us a little bit about how this song came to be.
I wanted to have a song that was about my world, my life, that introduces audiences to kind of our life in rural, small town in rural central Utah. So I just took elements that we experience and live here in our family, in our little home, and wrote them into a song. And I was outside, a plane was flying over, and I remember thinking, you know, they are flying over some of God's prettiest country. And I wonder if they wish they could have this life. And so that's kind of where it came from. I sang this song once, an airline pilot, he came up to me. He goes, yes, we do wonder. And so I thought that was pretty cool. So
that is pretty cool. Well, it's a beautiful song. The only thing that concerned me were the warm brown eggs in the pocket. But it's
we find warm brown eggs everywhere, man. Our chickens are having a banner spring. So I'm making everything with eggs. But yeah, we go out and collect eggs. They're in our pockets, and we find them sometimes a week or two later. We've had no disasters with rotten eggs, but we've come close.
All right. Well, this is a beautiful song, so let's listen to this, and it's My World from the CD The Dawn and the Dusk.
Canyon cliffs and an honest blue sky, barefoot daughters giggling on the gravel front drive, the churn of the washing machine, Sundays we fill the whole fourth row. Pray for rain in summer, in winter for snow. Seems like we're always wanting water. And I wonder as I watch a jet fly by, those folks up there ever wonder why they stay in their curb and gutter world? Can't they hear the call of the great American West? Oh, welcome, welcome to my world. My best work gloves, the smell of hay, dinner together at the end of another long day, warm brown eggs in your pocket, cattle coming off the mountain each fall, mason jars of jam stacked against the storeroom wall, muddy boots everywhere, children for the sky on that oral swing, I need a brown earth planting seed each spring. And yes, I know I'm a lucky girl that I'm living large in the great American West. Oh, welcome, welcome to my hard times, we've had heartache. We know we will bend, but we will not break. Oh, love really does conquer all. Three-year-old colt, teenage son, working for hours together neath that hot August sun. Learning love, learning young. And I wonder as I watch that jet fly by, if those folks up there ever wonder why they stay in their curb and gutter world. Can't they hear the call of the great American West? Oh, welcome, welcome. With daughters giggling on the gravel front drive, the churn of the washing machine.
That is a great song. And I don't think it really makes any difference whether you're in the West or the East. If you have a rural lifestyle, I think you can relate to that song.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And I think this is a great example of her songwriting word pictures. And it's what you both just commented on. Even if we didn't hear that beautiful voice and the great sort of, I hear the rhythm in the background, I think of that washing machine is just going all the time, probably. That's kind of the soundtrack for your life is that washing machine.
Yeah. the brave little washing machine.
But, you know, but that it is so poetic, and that those word pictures, you have such a wonderful way and turn with the lyric to paint us a picture that we can look at or listen to over and over again.
Oh, thanks. Do you know, when I sing this song live, the whole audience will sing Muddy Boots Everywhere together. And it always makes me laugh because I think for anyone who lives a rural lifestyle, East or West, those muddy boots are just part of your life.
Yeah, it's part of it. It's part of it. I still have a pair of muck boots by the front door. You know, it's been
not that long.
But it's a great song. It's a great, great picture. And I was listening to this. I mean, I could see your girls out there giggling and
And
toes wiggling and with the 10 kids, how many boys and how many girls?
We've got 4 sons and 6 daughters.
Okay.
So the youngest of the 4 boys, he's 18 years old. So I'm bracing myself for a goodbye there. I mean, he's only with us a little while longer. And then we've got the four youngest are all daughters. But Alicia, who's going to be on the show, she's the oldest of 10. If you can imagine, I mean, she deserves a Medal of Honor.
And Alicia just came on the line, so she's listening to this. Whatever you have to say now, she can hear. But
Yeah.
Well, as I was listening to that, and it's kind of setting us up for this next song that we want to do, and it's I think probably one of my favorites. We posted this on Facebook, and it's also on our homepage on our website. A song called "Arizona in Her Eyes." And since we posted it on Facebook the other night, it's had a few thousand people that have looked at that song. And I think you told me this was one of your favorites.
It is. It's one of my favorites.
Tell us a little bit about the story about how this was written. And as I was thinking about you and your girls, I almost could relate to the way that you'd want them to be looked at. But tell us about this song.
I like to write love songs from a more mature point of view, and so that's what I was trying to do, write a grown-up love story, love song. And I have some friends in New Mexico and Arizona who are beautiful, beautiful women, but not in the typical way. A Western woman, I grew up in the South, but Western women, they have a different look to them, and I don't know how to describe it, but maybe a little bit rougher, and that's not a derogatory thing at all. It's so beautiful. And I have a friend who inspired this song. Her husband loves her so much. He is a farrier, and she's just right by his side, and they work hard together. And I pictured her when I wrote this song, but I want men to know this is how women would like you to see us. As women, and it was really fun to write these words because it was therapeutic to me to write these words of what I think women hope for. I know Bobby Jean has it; she has a wonderful relationship, and I have it as well. But I've had to maybe work a little bit harder for it, I think, than maybe some women. And so I hope it touches hearts.
Well, it's a gorgeous, gorgeous song. It's "Arizona in Her Eyes." And again, this is from the Dawn of the Dusk CD. And we're talking with Mary Kay on Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world on our mobile app and online at equestrianlegacy.net.
Arizona in your eyes, all the promise of the desert at sunrise, soul of wonder, landscape of surprise. Yes, he sees Arizona in her eyes. Hers are the hands that have seen. Her heart, the chamber of a single shotgun. Wild is her watchword, and beauty is her name. Part of the West, he never will change. And to his drought this woman is his rain. Welcome storm to wash away his pain. Her thunder and her lightning unrestrained, and equal to this cowboy she has claimed. Hers are the hands that have seen the sun, her heart the chamber of a single shotgun. Wild is her watchword and beauty is her name. Part of the West he never will change. For he sees Arizona in her eyes, all the promise of the desert at sunrise. Wonder landscape of surprise. Yes, he sees Arizona. He can hold but cannot own her. Yes, he sees Arizona in her eyes.
Arizona in Her Eyes by Mary Kay and From the Dawn and the Dusk CD. And, you know, I don't get to vote, but if I were voting for a song of the year with any of the academies, this would be mine.
Thanks, Gary.
Beautiful.
It is so hard, you know, when we as members of the Western Music Association have to think about honoring music. It's really hard to go through if Mary Kay has just released the CD and it qualifies for that particular year. It's really hard. It's impossible to try to choose. You know, it's like asking which is your favorite child. You know,
there's some good music being written right now, isn't there? I think this is just a great time for Western music.
Mary Kay, you're absolutely right. And I think that as you entered the scene, there was already this bar lifting. And it's all of you that are coming on are just making it, you know, making it better for everybody. Everyone is striving for just perfection. And you can see it. It's very exciting. And it's exciting to see new young talent coming on and coming on strong. It's a very exciting time for Western music, and you're a part of that.
Well, thank you.
Well, talking about coming on strong and exciting times, let's talk about the crowdfunding program that you have going on for the new CD that you have coming out.
Yes, I've been busy writing new music, and I'm excited about it. And we've watched the trend of crowdfunding. It's also called fan funding. And we've thought about it and thought about it. We've had some friends in Western music who are artists that we admire who have done crowdfunding campaigns to produce their new CDs. And we thought, well, we're gonna do it. And so we created our own crowdfunding program. We're not going through a typical website. We created a page on my website with different packages, pre-order packages, and they have fun names like the Cowboy Package, the Buckaroo Package. There's even a Cattle Baron package. And so people can go onto my website, watch the video that I created to introduce the program, kind of talk about the music, order a pre-order package, and they become a part of the producing of this new CD. So we'll have exclusive videos, sneak peeks into some of the music. For people who come in at a certain pre-order package level, they'll be getting an exclusive rough track CD, and that is we're going to create only a limited number of these rough track CDs, and they will get that before the CD, the final CD, is produced. And the rough track CD is just me and my guitar. It's no fans, you know, we don't, it's no studio musicians, no fiddle, no mando, none of that. And at first I was like, why would anybody want that? But as I, the more I work with music and have friends and fans that love the music, they like, I think people like that really stripped down version, and it's something special because it's only, we're only producing a certain number of them. So we're going to call that the rough track CD. I told Brad we should call it the rough string.
That's clever. Well, Gary, I was going through the crowdfunding, you know, these programs that packages that Mary Kay's discussing, of course, and reading them all at great length last night, trying to figure out, you know, what Jim and I might, what package we might want to support her with. And this one, you know, Gary, this is a package that you need to do. It's called King of the Cowboys. And, you know, that is what you are. And there's a great picture of Roy Rogers. In fact, I recognize that shirt he's wearing in that picture. And Gary, these are just some of the benefits that you would receive for this, in this package. I just have to tell you, because it's so exciting, you would receive a certain number 10 pre-ordered autographed CDs, so you would have them, you know, to give to all your friends. You get a framed autographed picture. You get special fridge magnets and two limited edition rough track CDs, a framed copy of a limited edition original artwork. We didn't know Mary Kay is also an artist. I learned something new about her as I was doing this reading through. And this one, Gary, this one is worth every penny. Mary Kay will write a song just for you. And she will travel to you to perform a full live concert for you, your friends and family, or for your community at your location of choice within an approximate 750-mile radius of her home. And you'll be in the loop on one song choice and album design, and you are invited to spend a day with Mary in the studio. Now, if that doesn't have Gary Holt written all over it, I don't know what does.
Yeah, that's the whole, that's the whole enchilada, isn't it, with the cherry on
top. That's the whole shooting match.
Gosh, and I was just hoping to meet her at Miller's sometime, so that's
yeah, cool. I know, geez.
That is pretty cool.
Well, see, Mary Kay, we've been encouraging Gary to start, you know, hosting some concerts in and around his area. And so, you know, this one is just, I mean, it's just screaming for him.
I agree.
So we may have to make it 750 miles of Alicia's, though, instead of your place. But
that's true. We'd make exceptions for Nashville because that's where our family is.
Always
looking for an excuse to get there.
That's right. Well, listen, we are just as excited as we can be. I got to listen to a couple of the songs last night, and we're going to play one right now. And you can set this up if you'd like to. It's called Grit, Grace, and Baylin Twine, and I could kind of relate to this one as well. But you want to set this up?
Yeah, I think any family with horses knows about baling twine is everywhere, right? And you use it for
That's
everything.
Right.
And so this is a song called Grit, Grace, and Baling Twine. And this is a rough track, and this will be one of the songs on the rough track CD that I was talking about. Just me and my guitar. In fact, I recorded this last Saturday. And it's just a fun song. I like dancing. It's another thing that Bobby Jean might not know about me. I love dancing. And so I wanted to create a fun dance song because, you know, in the West, we like to go to community dances. And I like to have songs that I can play for people to dance to.
Well, this is a great one. And I was kind of skipping around last night. So let's listen to Grit, Grace, and Baylin Twine. And this is one of the rough tracks that you can get when you become part of the program. And this is by Mary Kay.
They say there's two kinds of folks, the ones that wear boots and the ones that don't. I believe, darling, you and me hold steady in the boots category. Goodbye, city life, 9-to-5 living. Our corporate meetings are held in our kitchen. You can't beat our sweet return. long as you can. This is how we hang and rattle, raising our kids and raising cattle. Little loose on Saturday night, two steps under neon lights. Our life's a good kind of crazy, keep it together, you and me, baby. Cause the trick of the trade with life and wine, just grit, grace, and bale and twine. They said to make a pair, you gotta roll with the seasons. Make do or do without, know when to sell, when to keep them. Our best insurance is in making do with duct tape, butter bomb, and super glue. Give us this crazy life and nothing at all. Our American dream delivered where they draw. This is how we hang and rattle, raising our kids and raising cattle. They lose on Saturday night, two step under neon lights. Our life's a good kind of crazy, keep it together, you and me, baby. Cause the trick of the trade with life and wine, just grit, grace, and bale and twine. Oh, you be the header, I'll be the healer. You shuffle the deck and I'll be the dealer. You be the yin and I'll be the yang. Be the boom and I'll be the bang. Mark the ear and I'll burn the brand. Take our chances, make us stand. Cause the trick of the trade with life and wine, just grit, grace, and bale. Now we hang and rattle, raising our kids and raising cattle. Little loose on a Saturday night, two steps under neon lights. Our life's a good kind of crazy, keep it together, you and me, baby. Cause the trick of the trade with life and wine, just grit and grace and bale and twine. Oh, the trick of the trade with life and wine, just grit and grace and mud and dust. We'll work with the bank, but in God we trust. And bale and twine.
Oh man, I love that, and I'm glad you put the duct tape in there too, because I use that in some of the strangest places.
Super glue.
Yeah, that was great.
Oh, that's great. Yes, that's great.
Well, let me ask Mary Kay, do you have a release date in mind for the CD, or are we a little early on that?
No, we always hate to commit to a certain date because we're more committed to coming out with a good CD than having a certain date we're locked down to. So it'll probably be by the end of May that we'll have all the final CDs in everybody's mailboxes. And for everyone who gets a pre-order package, they will be getting the music first before you can even download it on any sort of service like iTunes. So we want to reward our fans and friends getting the music first.
It's going to be great. we're getting a little flavor of what the CD is going to be like. And is this the first this has been aired?
Yeah, I think y'all are the first people to hear that song. I mean, I might re-record the rough track because I'm listening to tempo problems and stuff like that. Like I said, I just sat down on Saturday with a friend to record that. So it's brand new.
It is great. So anyway, I'm tickled that we can cut this out for people to listen for the first time. There's another one that we want to play. Before we do that, though, let's mention your website so people can know where they can go to participate in this crowdfunding program.
Yeah, if you look up my website wrong, you'll get lipstick, which is fine. But so to get to my music, you go to mary-k.com, and that's mary-k with an e at the end .com.
All right, site. Yeah, get involved. You know, we need a lot of King of the Cowboys out there. This cattle bear, and I'm kind of concerned about what he's going to get in his package with the King of the Cowboys.
When I do a show, I always joke that you get to adopt one of the kids. Whoever buys the most CDs, you get to adopt one of the kids. And so we considered throwing in the child who needs the most dental work. We'll throw in an adoption for them.
Listen, here's another one of the great songs, and it's No One Calls Her Jessie. What was behind this song?
This is a co-write with the wonderful songwriter Randy Houston, and he's also a great singer. We were looking at ideas to work on to collaborate on a song, and he loved this idea. And it goes right back to grown-up love songs, and that's what I would like to bring to the table because we just don't have enough of them. This is a grown-up love song, and it's, you know, it's kind of sad. I almost considered not putting it on the CD, but anybody who hears it just says, you've got to have that on the CD. So here it is, a grown-up love song.
All right, No One Calls Her Jessie, and this is the rough track, and you can be some of the first to get that if you go to mary-k.com and get involved in this. So we'll be right back to talk more with Mary. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
She did not break, but all she had been twisted like a willow in the wind. He was her husband and her friend. She'd give anything just to hold him again. That old work jacket that he wore, it hangs heavy by the door. When it's his touch she's longing for, she holds it close to her. He is with her once more. And oh, she knows to carry on. Isn't that what all good women do? When all hope is gone, she thought she'd known lonely days before. Till no one called her Jessie anymore. Was a year ago today, the good Lord took that man away. She'll have to fall apart some other day, 'cause there's still stock to be fed and a stack of bills to pay. And the grown kids tread lightly round her broken heart. And oh, she's proud to be their mother. But as the sun sets and they drive away, she wonders, they know how much she misses being their father's lover. And oh, she knows to carry on. Isn't that what all good women do? When all hope is gone, she thought she'd known lonely days before. Till no one called Jessie anymore. She is daughter to her mother, she is sister to her brother, and her friends all call her Jessica. She was ranch wife, now she's rancher. She is yes ma'am at the store, but no calls her Jessie. No one calls her Jessie. No one calls her Jessie anymore.
Wow. You can just send me the rough track. I don't think it can get any better than just you and your guitar. It's just absolutely a gorgeous song. And hey, we've got somebody that's been patiently sitting on the line listening to this, and she just wanted to say hi.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, Alicia.
I'm trying to make you cry.
Gosh. Well, listen, that's a great song, and we didn't want to just keep Alicia hanging on there because she, you know, she's enjoying the show, I'm sure, listening to her mom. But so anyway, let's talk just a little bit more about the crowdfunding again, and tell people how they can get involved in that.
All you have to do is just go to my website, mary-k.com, and like Bobby Jean was saying, we've got a lot of information on that website. We keep it updated. It's our link. It's our home on the web. And we like to keep in touch with everybody on that website. And you can just read through the packages and see how you can get involved. I really encourage you, if you love this music, if you love Western music, if you want to support an independent artist like myself, come in at a package level where you are getting the rough track CD, where you are, you know, contributing just a little bit more. It's incredibly expensive to not only produce the music, but to promote it on a level that we've never been able to promote before. So we're really hoping that people come on board and be a part of this. You won't regret it. Western music is a wonderful kind of music to get involved in, no matter where you live. And we're just a little different than what Nashville's producing, and we're real proud of what we do. And so that's my plug. That's my come and join us plug.
Well, and I will tell you, who produced your video that you did describing this? Because it's great video.
Me!
Very,
I did it!
Wow.
It is great.
I know.
It is great.
That's an answer to prayer, man. I've been trying to figure out how to do that for a couple of years, so I was really proud of that.
Well, it's great.
It's a wonderful selection of photos to the music, and for those who know you, it is like a journey with you over time. And to those that are new to you, they'll really have a wonderful. They'll feel like they know you, and that it is personal. So it was really beautifully done. I'm glad you brought that up, Gary.
Yeah, well, it's
Thank
a great
you.
Video. And is that on your website?
That is. That's right on the page where you can order the pre-order packages. So just go to my website, and we'll be friends forever. You also, I believe you also get a free song download when you join my email list. So just, I mean, all you really need to do to just keep in touch with me and what I'm doing is sign up with an email. But go a step farther if you can, and we've got every kind of package you can imagine, affordable and for people that want to come in at a bigger level as well.
No, that's great. That is great. Well, now, are you still blogging?
I am a once a season blogger.
I love your blog.
So I update the blog every 3 months or so, and just kind of say hello to everybody. I do like writing a lot, but if I spend too much time writing blogs, I'm not writing music. So I try and balance everything out. So, and Alicia would know about all the things I juggle. She's seen me at in action, super mommy.
Well, the blog is great. You also take some great photographs. The barns, particularly the barns that you take photos of and have posted on your Facebook page. And by the way, you can go and like her Facebook page as well. We all like to be liked on Facebook, so go and do that.
Yeah.
But, just a talented, talented lady. And we're going to talk with Alicia in just a moment, but we're going to take a break and do another song, and that's called The Golden Thread. And tell us a little bit about this song.
I wrote this song for my children, and as they grew older and moved away, I had no idea how hard it would be on my heart. When you're the mother of young children, it just feels like it's going to be forever, and then they go. And so this song is my is my way of saying I will always be there for you. And it's really a double meaning, because when I finish the song, I realize that this was what God wants to say to each one of us, is that he loves us so much that he will always be there for us.
All right, well, this is a beautiful song. It's the Golden Thread. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by Alicia Cooper, Mary's oldest child, and a very talented young lady herself. And we remind you that you're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio.
Bright golden thread, never dim, never broken, that leads from your heart to mine. And your journey ahead, it may wind, it may wander, you may fall just as much as you climb. There is a bad wind blowing in that great out there. It'll cloud all the light from above. But that bright golden thread, never dim, never broken, bring you the light of my dollars you earn, all the lessons you learn, make you a rich man indeed. But in all of your getting, when you fall to forgetting, when you call out in your time of need, when that bad wind blows in that great out there, when it clouds, will that bright golden thread, never dim, never broken, bring you the light of my love? When you're falling, I'll hear you calling. There is no place you can fall from my grace. Or that bright golden thread, never dim, never broken, will bring you the light of my love.
That is the Golden Thread, and that is from the Dawn and the Dusk CD by Mary Kay. And Mary, you want to tell us about this young lady that's joining us?
Well, I am just so pleased to introduce our oldest daughter, Alicia Cooper, to this radio show today. Alicia has been an inspiration to me her whole life. She, at a very young age, showed that she had just a natural gift and connection to horses. And she was thrown from a galloping horse when she was only about 4 years old. And she got right back on. When she was about 12 years old, she entered her first queening, her first rodeo queening contest. And I think we found her outfits, you know, at thrift stores. Her grandma made her beautiful white satin shirt. But when she came out into the arena, I think I knew for the first time that I just knew it was a feeling from the top of my head to the bottom of my toes that this girl, her life mission was to work with horses. And she's just proved that over and over again. Even as a young mother in Tennessee, and she and her husband own their own farm, and they have horses there, she proves that even with being a young mother and being so busy, she makes time for horses. because I think it's just her gift from God. So here she is, folks, Alicia Cooper.
Hey, Alicia.
Thank you, Mom. Thank you. Over
gosh.
Here, all teary-eyed. Welcome,
and,
Alicia.
Yeah, we almost had Bobby Joe speechless there, but we're tickled to death to have you on the show. What a great family that you have. We love your mama to death. I've mentioned before, this I think is her sixth time on the show. And you've got quite a family legacy, Alicia.
I love my family, and I feel like we all have a great passion for the Western lifestyle, and we all are very unique in how we express that passion.
Well, you are. Tell us a little bit about how your interest and your love for the straight Egyptian Arabian came about.
I grew up on my grandfather's farm out in Utah at the base of the Rocky Mountains, and my parents would take me there, and he had a large herd of straight Egyptian Arabian horses, and he shared his love and passion for preserving that breed with me. And I hope to continue that legacy. So that's what I'm doing here.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about your operation there, because I think you told me yesterday you still have the bloodlines from your grandfather's Arabian.
I do. I've been keeping some of his mares that he bred with me on my farm, and the mares that he bred have had a large impact on the breed, and I hope to continue to find them and continue to breed them, and it's a fun venture. I have a little filly on my farm right now that we just bred last spring, and she's a lot of fun. It's fun to share the experience with my daughter training her. We hope to take her to a show this year. It'll be good.
Oh, that is great. That is great. Well, now tell us about the horses that you have.
We have Meadow Melise. She's a Masri daughter. And my mare, Melise, that I bought when I was a young girl, I did endurance racing with her and rodeo queening. And then when I came out here and married my husband, we bought a farm. I ended up finding my mare's daughter, Meadow Melissa, and we picked her up and we brought her home, and so we have a mother and a daughter on my farm, and they're a lot of fun to ride, and I teach lessons with them, so they both have really great temperaments, and they're pretty old, they're old ladies, they're in their 20s, but they would never let anyone think that. They're still pretty funky.
Goodness. Well, and so you're breeding some great Arabians now with the foal that you have. I think that you told me that you are breeding from Paradise Arabians down
yes.
in Georgia. Yeah.
Yes.
And they have.
I met Gary and Wanda Kenworthy down in Dalton, Georgia, and they were fabulous. They're so kind and loving and supportive, and they've really helped me out.
Well, and you were surprised that an old Tennessee walking horse guy in the heart of Tennessee knew anything about Paradise Arabians or Arabians Limited, and I think that's where Gary and Wanda got their start, were with horses from...
I was really impressed, yes.
Yeah, well, it's always fun to be able to... It's always fun to be able to impress young ladies with some small amount of knowledge, but I just about exhausted all of mine. So,
thank you.
Goodness. Hey, we've got another song, and tell me what you call your operation.
Our farm is called the Cooper Farm, and we board horses, and I teach lessons, and my husband's really helpful. He's turned all of the horses into his pets, and so he helps me out. I teach on the weekends, and I have a lot of cute students, local kids in the area. So you can find us at the Cooper Farm on Facebook, and I post a lot of pictures of my little girl and the horses.
Right, right. But you also, I think, aren't you called the Once Upon a Horse Girl?
Yeah, my mom wrote a song about me called Once Upon a Horse Girl, and it's about how my dream came true of owning my own horse. And I'm starting my training business, and I'm calling myself Once Upon a Horse Girl, and I'm on Facebook, and you can find me and follow me. And I hope to help other horse people, you know, fulfill their dreams of living a life with horses and just having an equestrian lifestyle.
All right. And Mary, is there anything you want to add to this song?
No, I really wish I had brought Kleenex before I sat down for this interview.
We're all crying.
All right, well, everybody sniffles and snuffs a little bit. Let's listen to Once Upon a Horse. It's a beautiful song.
I do have something. Gary, I have something I want to say. In our family, something Alicia hasn't brought up, and I know a lot of families with kids and horses, our kids pay for their own horses. They pay for hay. They pay for the shoes. They pay for teeth. They pay for the vet. And I think a lot of people think, oh, that's really harsh. But I listen to Alicia now as a grown woman, and I'm glad we did that. I hear how responsible she is and how much it taught her. So one thing to know is when she bought her horse, she bought her horse.
That's great. That is great. Well, it's you've done a great job raising your children, and we're tickled again to have Alicia on the show. We're going to talk more about her riding program, her lessons, and her boarding, but let's listen to Once Upon a Horse, and this is one that Mary Kay wrote for Alicia. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio.
Once upon a horse, a story started when a little girl could not be parted from a toy horse her daddy bought for fifth birthday. Forget the dresses and Barbie dolls, she'd spend her days in Grandpa's barn in her coveralls, knee deep in mud and covered in hay. She did find peace of mind in that dusty barn, 'cause she knew her dreams would come true if she really wanted to. So once upon a horse, that girl decided to save her money, find a horse and buy it. Didn't matter at all, she was only 10 years old. The secret to all good fairy tales is hard work when all else fails. You could have seen her smile for a mile when that horse was sold. She did find peace of mind in the smell of that mane, and she knew her dreams would come true with her new best friend. So once upon a horse, that girl grew older, riding farther away, becoming beautiful and bolder, winning buckles and crowns and ribbons for all to see. And just like in the story of Cinderella, she went to the ball and met a handsome fella, took her from her mountain home to his kingdom by the sea. But she did find peace of mind in her new home, 'cause she knew her dreams would come true if her horse could come too. So once upon a horse, the story goes, in a kingdom by the sea where the honeysuckle grows, There's a little brick house on 5 acres of land. And out in back where the grass grows tall, there's a pasture and barn and a couple of stalls. And she's happy ever after riding whenever she can. For she does find peace of mind on the back of that horse. And she knew her dreams would come true. Oh, yes, they do. Once upon a horse. Once upon a horse.
Well, that is Alicia's song, and it's Once Upon a Horse. And that's from No Wilder Place, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Yeah, just an amazing song written about an amazing young lady. And Alicia, we want to talk about the things that you're doing, and tell us where you're located.
Our farm is in Christiana, Tennessee. It's just outside of Nashville. And I've really loved and learned to enjoy the beautiful land that we have. I take my daughter on rides now, and I'm teaching lessons. I'm also starting to do a lot more training again. I do a lot of resistance retraining, and I really enjoy that. I find it really fulfilling, so I'm hoping to reach out to other breeders in our area and local equestrians and help them with their horses.
Talk to us,
Alicia,
just a little bit.
How old is your daughter, Alicia?
My daughter is turning two this June.
Oh,
and
my.
Her name is Mary Kate. I named her after my mother. So it's a lot of fun.
And Mary Kay, are there some songs in the works regarding your first granddaughter?
I don't yet. I'm excited. They're coming to visit next month, and I've got big plans to sing with her every day. To sing. She's a cute little singer, and she's so smart. So I have a little tiny guitar. I'm just going to have they call me Lovey, and so I'll be I'm going to have Lovey and Mary Kate time every day.
Yeah. That is so fun. You know, Gary, one of the things when you hang out with songwriters is eventually you may become the subject of a song. I just want to warn you of that.
So true. Yeah, so be kind to songwriters.
My brothers and sisters asked my mom to stop writing songs about us. So I guess my little girl is the next victim.
Yes.
Well, you all need to maybe get together and write a few songs about her through your eyes.
Yes, that would
don't
be a
encourage
lot of fun.
Them, Bobby Jean.
I'm considering picking up a guitar soon.
Well,
yes.
That is great.
Going home to visit Mary Kay, maybe she'll teach me how to play the guitar.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll do that.
There you go. Well, let's talk a little bit about your training program for folks that are like Bobby Jean that don't know what resistance-free training is. What is that?
It's a gentle type of training. I work with the horses. There's a phrase saying you don't want to break the horse. You want to build their spirit.
Right.
And I really feel like horses are really sensitive, like little children, and they're just really strong little children.
Right.
And they have sensitive spirits and souls, and I want to work with the horses that I'm spending time with, and I want to build their spirits up so that when I ask them to work and give me something, they're willing to work with me. I want to work with them
And resistance free comes from you don't want to restrict the horse. You don't want to tie them down or force them to do something. And I want them to be willing to work with me. So I ask for a little bit, and they give a little bit, and it's just kind of a give and take type of process. And
right.
I've really enjoyed that. I've spent a lot of time finishing foals. I grew up making money. Like my mom said, I saved money to buy my own horse and take care of her. So I spent a lot of time working for local farmers and ranchers, finishing their colts and taking them to auction and selling them. So I had a lot of experience training them. And now that I'm breeding my own horses, I'm spending a lot more time training again. And I love training, and so I'd like to spend more time doing that for other local equestrian farms around in this area. So
do you have any of the clinicians that you maybe follow along with their methods of training? Anybody that has been an influence on you in that area?
When I was a young girl, I studied the Pirelli methods. I bought all of his DVDs and studied his methods. And as I've gotten older, I read a lot of Chris Cox stuff. But recently, I visited my family out in Manti, Utah, and I took my little brother down to Loa, Utah, to visit Wes Taylor, and
uh-huh.
he works with Mustangs, and I spent the day with him, and it was a really inspiring day in the round pen with his Mustangs there, and I learned a lot. It was a good refresher course to work with him in the round pen, because it reminded me about how sensitive horses really are and how our subtle movements or thought can affect so much of our surroundings can affect the horse in such a profound way. And so I really like round pen work and ground work. It's the foundation of a good horse and a good rider. So.
Right. Well, it's really important not to rush your horses and to kind of take your time with them and you know, baby
yeah.
steps and the ask and release, I think, is what the term is for a lot of folks, is really the way to, you know, a little baby step and reward that. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What about your lesson program? Do you have several students now?
Yeah, I have most students in the summertime. The springtime, I just have a few, the brave ones that are willing to get all muddy. But my regular lessons start up in May. I have a lot of regular students that come out every summer. A lot of young kids like to come out and groom the horses and do pony rides with their friends and do a lot of trail rides. I have a real passion for teaching, I've discovered over the years. I like sharing my dream with other little boys and girls that are really passionate about spending time with horses. When I did rodeo cleaning, my most favorite part were the parades when all the little girls and boys would come out into the street and wave high and tell me how much they love horses. So I really connect with that.
Yeah. Do you have any older students? You know, a lot of people that just get started into horses quite often are folks that have the children grown. Do you have any adult students?
I do. I have a few moms that like to come out. I've also had some of my friends, their husbands or boyfriends, like to come out and learn how to ride. And it's always good to see, you know, new people come into the business or come into, say not the business, just they want to enjoy horses and get to know more about the lifestyle and you know, I like it. I love having people come in and show interest in it. It's great.
All right. Well, we want to encourage people to find you on Facebook, and again, they can go and visit
yes.
the Cooper Farm and like that Facebook page, and I have already. And I'm looking forward to coming out and visiting and of course, I keep trying
to get...
Well,
thank you for liking my Facebook page.
Well, you're welcome. And, yeah, I keep trying to get Mary and Kate and Brad to come out so we can all go to Miller's. So
yeah, just 10 minutes away.
That would be a lot of fun. It's a great great place to eat there in Christiana. People that don't know Christiana for anything else know Miller's Grocery. So
Miller's Grocery is delicious. And I invite everyone to like my Cooper Farm page. Lessons start in May, like I said. And we have a big time, as you would say. You know, we groom the horses. We like to go on long trail rides. I work on, we do like Hunt Seat, Western Pleasure, just flat English work. And just, you can go as casual as you like or get into technical stuff. We, you know, we like to just have a good time, and that's the most important part when I teach lessons, is to enjoy the horses and keep everyone smiling.
All right. So, do you do any riding? Do you do any trail riding over around Stones River?
I haven't yet. My friends have been bugging me to go out there with them. I really should get out there.
Yeah, well, it's a great place for several hours to get out and ride, and not very far away from you. So, anyway, visit the Cooper Farm on Facebook, and Alicia's such a sweet person. She'd be a great young lady to take lessons from, and you might even get to hear some Mary Kay music when you're out there.
You might even run into Mary Kay if I can get her out to my farm.
I think there's a package in the crowdfunding campaign, Alicia, that, you know,
right,
would get her out there. Yeah.
Yeah, there you
she
go.
Might even, you know, she might even write a song about you, you know, if you get the right package.
Well, that's right. That is right.
You need to call
well,
my dad. Out here, hopefully.
There you go. Well, I'm kind of working on her to come out and join us next June when we do this trail ride for the Fiona Rose Murphy Foundation. So maybe we can get that to happen.
Hopefully.
That would be a lot
of
fun.
Do a Nashville concert.
Yeah. By then, I may have something going, Bobby Jean. You can never tell.
Yeah.
You can never tell. Well, this has been so much fun having the Kays on the show today. And again, we remind folks to go visit mary-kay.com, get involved in the crowdfunding program. I love the rough tracks that we've been able to play today. And great to have Alicia on, and visit the Cooper Farm
Thank
on
you.
Facebook and connect with her. And there is a really fun song that I found that I wanted to end with, and this is Get Along Little Dogies. Tell us about that one, Mary. Who's singing with you on this
one? The beautiful and talented Belinda Gale is on this song with me, and she came on board at the very last second and really came through for me to get the duet on this, and so it is fun. It's one of my favorites on the CD.
Well,
it's a traditional cowboy song, too. It's derived from an old Irish song that the cowboys changed the words to. So,
well, it is a lot of fun. And, again, go visit mary-kay.com. Like her on Facebook. Like the Cooper Farm on Facebook. And I'm looking forward to seeing everybody at Miller's. And, Bobby, that's worth a trip from California. Just to
okay.
go to
Bobby. Well, you know what, Jim and I were chatting, and I think we gotta come your way for that June event next year. So put us down.
All right, I got you covered. Well, Mary Kay, thank you so much. Appreciate you, and Alicia, thank you.
Thank you, Gary.
All right, we'll talk with you ladies soon, and this is Get Along with Dogies.
Bye.
Okay. All right. Hey, you guys can chat a minute. I'll put you on chat, and you can talk a little bit while we're doing this one. This is Get Along, Little Dogies, and it's from the dawn and the dusk. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
As I was out walking one morning for pleasure, I spied a cowpuncher all riding along. His hat was thrown back and his spurs were jingling, and as he approached he was singing this song. Whoop-a-tay-yo, get along you little dogies, it's your misfortune and I'm out. Whoop-a-tay-yo, get along you little dogies, for you know that Wyoming will be your new home. springtime we round up them doggies, Markham and Brandon and bob off their tails. Round up the horses, love the chuck wagon, draw them old doggies up on the North Trail. It's a hoop and a yelling and a driving them doggies, oh how it they would go on. It's a hoop and a punching gone, little doggies know that Wyoming will be your new home. Oh, the tie-i-ho, get along, you little doggies, it's your misfortune and I'm my own. Oh, the tie-i-ho, get along, you little doggies, for you know that Wyoming will be your new home. Wee-o-lee-dee-dee-o, low, low, low. Wee-o-lee-dee-dee-o, low, low, dee-o. Some boys go up the trail for pleasure, and that's where they get it most awfully wrong. You haven't an idea of the trouble they give us when we go out driving them doggies along. Our mama's a racist, so way down in Texas, where the Jimson weed and the sand burrs grow. Now we're feeling up on prickly pear cactus, so we hit the trail for Idaho. Tie-i-o, wee-ha! Get along, you little doggies, it's your misfortune and not a mouse. Whoop-a-tie-i-o, get along, you little doggies, for you know that Wyoming will be your new home. Wee-dee-o-dee-dee-dee-o, low, low.
Get along, little doggies, from the dawn and the dusk, and that's Mary Kay, and joined by Belinda Gale. Bobby, what a fun show.
Absolutely. Couldn't get much better than that.
What a fun show. Aren't they just super, super folks? I, you know, just really, really look forward to meeting both of those ladies and sitting down and having a meal or petting on horses together. That would all be fun.
Absolutely. And you can catch Mary Kay live if you live in the Los Angeles area. She's performing out in our neck of the woods this Saturday night. And I just posted information on my Bobby Jean Bell Facebook page. It's on Mary Kay's page. And I know it's not a lot of time to promote that. But if you live within this area, you need to catch her at Reride Ranch this Saturday night.
All right. Well, visit her Facebook, her website, mary-k.com, and you can find her complete tour schedule there. And we encourage you to get involved in this crowdfunding project to help get this CD done, and you will enjoy all of the perks that go along with that. So anyway, a fun show. Look forward to having Mary back again in the future. And who do we have lined up next week? Have we decided on our guest for next week?
Yeah, well, we do for April 2nd. Can you believe we'll already be into April next week? And we're featuring guest Templeton Thompson will be with us.
Oh, that's right.
On April
that's
2nd.
Right.
Yeah.
So Tempe's going to be on the show, and we're also going to have some folks that are going to be joining us for that show to talk about a program that they have in place to raise money to help kids that are suffering with disabilities. So we'll be visiting with Holly Schroeder from Kentucky and talk a little bit about that program that they have. And that's next Tuesday. Yeah, I almost have trouble keeping up with our dates. This year is flying by. Wow.
I know.
Yeah, it's just going by so quickly. But and then on Sunday, this Sunday on Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale, her special guest is going to be Kristen Harris. And so that will be a great show. Kristen is such a talented and sweet young lady, and so we look forward to that. And then Tuesday at noon on Saddle Up America, we're going to be visiting with folks that have been putting on a trail ride. I think they're the Michigan Trail Riders. And so they'll be joining us to talk more about trail riding, which is what 90% of the horse folks do today. So that will be a good show next Tuesday. And what's going on out west?
Well, tonight we go into concert mode. We have our fourth Thursday of the month concert tonight. SCV TV presents the Out West Concert Series, Midnight Radio, a one-woman show featuring the incomparable Katie Moffitt. Katie is a nationally and internationally acclaimed performer, singer, songwriter, but her roots are right here in little old Newhall. And she's in town, and it's a very special evening. Her music tonight is totally devoted to women's history, and this is Women's History Month, and we just felt it was a perfect time to celebrate women with a night with Katie Moffitt, and that's this evening.
All right. And we want to encourage folks to visit Out West website and get the best in the West in Western clothing and music and art and just a great website. You've done a great job of putting together a page for the Campfire Cafe on your website as well, so folks can connect to past shows and see who's coming up. So
it helps me stay organized, Gary.
yeah. Well, we all need a little help there. But anyway, a lot of fun, and we talked just a little bit about the Fiona Rose Murphy Benefit Trail Ride and concerts that we're doing. That's coming up the first week of June the 4th through the 7th, and that is the Circle E Guest Ranch between Chattanooga and Nashville, Tennessee, and you can visit our website, equestrianlegacy.net, and find out more of the details there. But we're going to have great shopping with a lot of vendors that are coming in. Craig Cameron's Extreme Cowboy Association National Championship is going to be taking place as part of our event this year. We have concerts with Templeton Thompson, who is our guest next week, along with Stephanie Lane and the Sawdust Brothers on Friday night. And then the legendary Michael Martin Murphy will be doing a concert on Saturday night. And then we're going to be joined for Cowboy Church on Sunday morning with the speaker Wayne Holt, my brother, and Mike and Doris Merritt from Oklahoma will be doing the music. So a lot of great activities there, and that is to raise money for children that are suffering with osteogenesis imperfecta, which is called brittle bone disease. And again, you can get all the information there on our website at equestrianlegacy.net. So anyway, another great show, another great introduction from Bobby Jean. I can hardly wait for next week. I mean, we've got people around the country that are just waiting to hear the introduction that you have for our guests.
I'll get out my pen and my paper probably starting tomorrow to work on this one.
Well, there's a lot to write about Templeton. She's done music that have been used in movies, and she's written for major artists like Reba McEntire and so many others, and is a great performer herself along with her husband, Sam Gay. So that will be a fun show. Well, we want to remind folks, as always, if you climb in the saddle to get ready for the ride on Equestrian Legacy Radio, you can find us at equestrianlegacy.net and download our mobile app, and you can take us with us anywhere you go. And so, Bobby, we'll see you on the trail next Tuesday.
Keep it Western.
All right. We thank you for listening today. This is the final song for the day, and it's called God is in the Roses by Mary Kay, and a beautiful song. Thanks again for listening.
God is in the roses, God is in the